Alright, let me make sure fucking shit's recording. Alright, everyone, we're trying something different. This isn't Saturday Morning Red Tunes, it's, I don't know, Grim Red...
Classic TV.
No, I was thinking about Red Shows. I don't know, Red TV? But Red TV.
Red TV?
Red TV, yeah, Grimm's Red TV.
Alright. Do you want to start that one out?
Yeah, well, no. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do off the cuff.
We're brainstorming live.
This is Grimm's Red TV. And Red TV presents Married with Children. I know you guys want it. Most Red Pill show ever. I know. We're going to show you. This show is great. So get started.
I will say, like I was telling you before, it seems like every year Al gets more and more
red-pilled. Yeah,
red-pilled. Yeah, giving up on life.
That's more black-pilled.
He'd rather spend his nights at the titty bar than
right.
go home to his wife for her to spend all his money.
Right. Oh, it's Ed O'Neill. Baby the doll. Amanda Hirst. Christina Applegate. She was something to look at back then. You'll see.
I mean, she's still okay.
Well, I mean, she's something to look at in this.
I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating oats.
No. God damn, she was young back then, though.
Well, yeah.
They changed her look a lot over the years.
Oh, yeah. They used to have...
God damn, look at his hair! Wow!
Yeah, he used to have hair.
He had hair! This is the 80s, folks.
88, I believe.
No, earlier than that.
No, it's around 88.
It'll have a thing on there.
You can look it up. It's 88.
This is the pilot.
Let go of my hair, you little psychopath. Die, commie bimbo.
Yeah.
I thought we talked about this before.
What's that, Mom?
You know, sneaking up behind your sister, pulling her hair, pretending to kill her.
Damn, she looked pretty good back in the day.
Nobody likes it. Nobody thinks it's funny. So cut it out, okay?
Sure, Mom.
Now go to school.
I hate you. Good.
Hey, hon. Anything going on?
No.
Sweetie, is this your little cactus?
Uh-huh.
Any particular reason you put it where the alarm clock used to be?
I thought we'd dress up the room a little bit. Oh, gee, you know, I meant to tell you to be careful before you slammed your hand.
Considering, maybe a little airhead.
It's okay, I stopped the bleeding with your slip. Where are the kids?
Oh, they've left. Oh, by the way, Bud has show and tell at school today. The subject is, what does Daddy do? So when you come home tonight, if there's a can of beer missing and you can't find the remote control, that's where they are.
I hope he brings that stuff back tonight. The Bulls are playing on TV.
Oh, my God, you're kidding.
Not as exciting as your cooking with Clyde the Cajun show, but at least it gives me a reason to come home.
Al, do you have to leave the refrigerator door open? I'm getting a draft.
I'm sorry. Maybe I should look for some food in the dishwasher. Juice.
Oh, I didn't buy any. I didn't have time.
Well, that happens. I understand. You don't have a job or anything, do you?
Yeah.
Well, I do sandpaper the stains out of your shirts and battle your socks and underwear into the washing machine. But I guess that is more of an adventure than a job.
What has that got to do with juice?
Al, there's a store on your way home from work.
I'm sorry. Why didn't I think of that? Sure, I don't mind doing the shopping, too. Anything else I can do to make your life a little easier?
You could shave your back.
Hey, that hair is there for a reason. Keeps you off of me at night.
Let's not start. We were having such a nice
morning.
Yeah, I'm sorry you're right. It's just that I got a hard day of work ahead of me. I got nothing to eat to get me going.
I'm sorry, honey. I know, it's my fault. But tonight, I promise there will be food in the house.
And juice.
Right.
And juice.
Those kids. I hate wasting food.
Yes, gonna feed
I noticed they used to have food. Yeah. Later episodes, they don't have any.
Yeah. they're making soup with a sock.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Since I graduated from high school.
Well, these are sevens. The box says nine because, well, look, lady, you're a nine. I can accept it. Why can't you?
You're very fresh.
No, ma'am, that's impossible. Because for the last hour, I've been trying to squeeze your foot into a shoe when I really should have been easing them into the box. I say I'm anything but fresh. By the way, you want to tell John Henry over there to give the $100 pumps a rest?
Your ad says courteous service.
But that's not my ad, ma'am. That's the former owner's. He was killed tragically on this very spot when a size 9 exploded in his face.
Come on, Arnold. We're leaving.
I want a balloon.
You've already got one. Yeah.
Back in the good old days when you could get away with those jokes.
Good lunch. You just came from lunch.
Yeah, technically. But biologically, I was in bed with some broad.
Luke, how can you be happy sleeping with every woman you meet?
I don't know, but I am.
I tell you, as your friend, I can't wait till you get married. Yeah, a wife and kids who adore you. A wife, kids. The list goes on and on. It's just seeing their faces light up in the morning when they see it. They can't do enough for you. It's heaven on earth.
No, Al, that is.
Right.
Luke Ventura, at your feet.
Do you work here or are you just loitering?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I help you?
I'd like to see some shoes, please.
Hey, sad customers back.
Size sevens.
Yes, how did you know?
Because
all women are sevens.
Ah, all women are sevens.
I know you've been told this before, but you have the instep of a movie star.
Really?
Hey, Al, meet Tawny. Al's married. Listen, Al, I forgot to tell you. I got an extra ticket to the Bulls Lakers game tonight. Court level. Want to go?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You sure your wife will let you?
Let me tell you something. No woman tells Al Bundy what to do.
Hey, you. Get my shoes.
Yes, ma'am.
We're here today with our staff anthropologist.
He hasn't snapped yet.
No.
A tribe of women in the Amazon who, like the praying mantis, devour their males after mating season.
Oh, my.
Ladies.
Pretend to work.
That's about all the work she does.
Around the house all day, so you don't have to bother making me dinner tonight. I got a little surprise for you. Oh. I'm going to the ball game tonight.
Al, huh? You're not going to the game tonight.
Sure I am. See, let me explain something to you. I work all day, and when somebody works all day, they need to have some fun at night.
Yep.
Now, I don't actually expect you to understand any of this, but trust me, I'm your husband. I know best.
Damn straight.
Damn straight.
That, now, that's Redfield.
Yeah.
Don't wait up.
Well, Al,
You're not going to the game tonight.
Oh, I see. You misunderstood me. You must have thought I said, honey, is it okay with you if I go to the game? You know, like a question. There's no question about this.
No, there isn't. You cannot go to the game tonight.
Why not?
Because I invited company over.
Company? Who the hell would want to come over here?
You know that honeymoon couple that moved next door?
No.
Well, I invited them over. I thought I told you.
You didn't. Look, I worked hard all day. The last thing I want to do is spend a whole evening with people I don't know.
Now look, they are new in the neighborhood. They have lived here for 2 months and they have no friends. We have lived here for 15 years and we have no friends. Al, I want to have some friends.
Wait. Are you implying that it's my fault you have no friends?
Oh, no. It's me who sits in front of the TV set burping with my hand thrust down my pants.
You keep it cold in this aspect.
Al, every night when the kids go out, it's just you and me. Can't you see how boring that is for me, honey? Look, all I am asking is that we have some people over for one night and for you to be nice.
Oh, I'm going to be nice? How's this for nice? I'm not even going to be here. I'm going
to be. All right, Al, fine. But before you go, I would just like to say three things. The bank book is in both of our names. The credit cards are in both of our names. And the stores are still open.
Damn.
That's marriage.
Yep.
Why didn't you give me juice?
These people over tonight. I hate company.
Would you for once think about me? I am at home all day alone. You are out there around people all the time. You know, I need some fun too.
Too? Oh, sure, on the surface, selling women's shoes is fun. But once you cut through all the hype, the myths, the glamour, it's really very much like any minimum wage paying slow death.
Sounds like what we know about.
Yeah.
Can I have $5?
You know, Bud, when I was a kid, I had to earn my money. Did you ever once think about trying to earn your money?
Okay, Dad. You want to know who Kelly was with this afternoon?
Who?
You know the kid they call Cobra? The kid with the sore on his mouth?
Good job, son.
Thanks, Dad.
Where are you going?
Joey's dad's waiting for me outside. We're going to the basketball game tonight. Mom said it was okay. Bye.
The bankers are in town. You really wanted to go.
Hi, Mom. Dad, can I have $10?
Who were you with today?
Nobody.
Does nobody have a name? You know, Tom, Dick, Cobra with a sore on his mouth?
Dad, it's not that kind of a sore. He just fell asleep with a cigar in his mouth.
You gave some to Bud. You have to give to Kelly, too. Remember, Al, no favoritism.
Peg, she's going out with a guy named after a reptile.
His real name is Stanley. They only call him Cobra because he has one painted on his van.
And you find this acceptable?
I've met him, and he's a very nice boy.
Isn't he great? I guess that's why I fell in love with him.
That sounds like a high school romance. Yeah. Oh, he had a cool trapper keeper. I had to go after. Right.
We raised two great kids.
I'm sorry, honey, I didn't hear it. I was just thinking of killing myself.
That is the thing about high school, a woman go after you because you're cute, not because you're wealthy or well.
Yeah, exactly.
Because no one in high school is well off.
Immediately separate yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Not tonight. You can always watch a basketball game.
Oh, but I couldn't always meet our next door neighbors. Now I see.
Now that must be Stephen Marcy from next door.
Stephen Marcy? I'm going to miss a game for people named Stephen Marcy.
Exactly.
Gourmet? And that is another thing, Al. When they are in here, I do not want you making any snide comments. That is why we have no friends.
Excuse me, Peg. I thought we had no friends because I put my hands down my pants.
No, that's them. Now, Al, another thing. Do not eat or drink anything. One of them may have to use the bathroom after you.
I'm going to hate these people.
You will not hate them. They are very nice.
If they were nice, they'd be dead. I'd be at the gate.
Hello, I'm Marcy.
I'm Steve.
You have a beautiful home.
Yeah, so do you. Come on.
Howdy, neighbor.
Yeah. I hate these people.
Gee, you know, I'm kind of embarrassed. I have nothing to serve you.
Hey, listen, if you're hungry, there's a store a few blocks away. If you're going, and get me some juice, okay?
Al's only kidding. He's just a little upset because I didn't have time to do the shopping.
You know, Steve and I decided to share the household chores.
Gee, that's great.
You see, Al, Steve helps around the house.
Way to go, Steve. Say, listen, who do you like to win the NBA championship this year?
Well, Al, to tell you the truth, since we got married, I don't watch much sports. Marcy doesn't like it, and we decided we'll only do things we both like.
I feel that sports glorify violence and competition, and I don't think it's psychologically healthy.
Yeah.
When it we has child, the balls in that family.
Right. Winning is the only thing attitude. A child is better off not being exposed to sports.
You're gonna neuter him too?
Yeah!
And see, they both agree with that.
Do you two have any kids?
Two.
Where are they?
I don't know. So, Steve,
exactly.
Looks like life is really shaping up for you two. How long you two crazy kids been married?
2 months, Al.
Hey, well, Marcy. Well, it looks like you got a heck of a piece of clay here to work with.
Married 15 years.
Oh, well, what's your secret?
Oh, no secret, really. Just to be considerate. Accept each other for what you are. Don't point out the fact that the hair he's losing on his head is now growing out of his nose. And his ears.
Accepting the fact that nowadays it's harder to figure out where her chest ends and her stomach begins.
Get some coffee,
Marcy.
I'll help. Me too. Hey, another thing that makes women such a blessing to us. It's like when you're sitting somewhere and they come over and they say to you, "What are you thinking?" And you start thinking, you know, if I wanted you to know, I'd be talking.
Isn't that an awful lot of coffee you're putting in there?
Yes. That's for them. Ours will be good. You see, if they enjoy eating and drinking at home too much, they never take you anywhere. With men, if you ask them for something, you are never going to get it. But if you do some damage to their internal organs, you got a shot. And if it doesn't work, what have you lost? Just fill this with tap water.
That's terrible.
Well, I have to be honest. So far, Steve has been the ideal husband.
Oh, really? I bet the first couple of weeks you were married, you went to bed at the same time.
Oh, yes.
Have you noticed how in the last month or so, he seems to be going to bed a little later and later?
Why, yes.
Uh-oh.
How did you know?
They're working against each other.
You're letting him slip away, Marcy. You've got a good thing going. Don't start letting him have a good time alone.
But we still have a good time together.
Then why is he staying up?
And I'm telling you, your son is going to be a sissy Mary if you let that woman take away your sports.
A sissy Mary.
I used to love sports.
Of course you did. You're a man. Hey, Steve, you can love it again. Start with me right now, Steve. Turn on that TV. I can't do it for you. Turn it on. Settle back. Relax. And watch sports.
You know, lately, he's been getting up earlier than me, too.
That's not good. Do you have PMS?
No.
Get it.
Steve!
Shh. Hey!
I thought we agreed. No sports.
Oh, nice shot. Yeah.
I used to.
I demand to know what you do late at night after I've gone to bed. Are you having fun alone, Steve?
Are you having fun alone? God forbid a man should have fun alone.
Yeah. No, I just like to stay up and think.
What are you thinking?
What are you thinking about?
Well, if I wanted you to know, I'd...
No!
Making a lot of sense, Sydney.
Oh!
Just about how much I love you. I'm going to the game next week with Al.
My mother's coming over next week.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah? She's going to teach you how to bury me like she buried her three husbands?
No!
Nerd. Even he's like, ooh.
Well, if that's your attitude, then maybe I should just pack my bags and move in with her.
Great. Then I could go to bed at a normal hour.
Get him.
Let's go. We're going home. It's time to redefine our relationship.
Okay. Al, I'll see you next week at the game.
Peggy? I think we'll be spending a lot of time together. Come on, Steve. We've got to talk.
Well, make it quick. I'm gonna watch boxing.
You'll watch nothing.
It's gonna be rough for him.
Yeah. Well, it was rough for us, and we made it. Hey, you know what? Bud got an A in school today.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Hey, let's go out Saturday night. You know what to eat, just me and you.
Yeah, sure, if you want to.
Yeah, we haven't been to the captain's table in a long time.
Oh, we always like it there. They have such a nice menu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to go upstairs?
Back when he wanted to sleep with her. Waiting a couple seasons.
And I thought you'd rather watch the game. He's like, nah.
You know, I like the coffee there, too.
Oh, man.
Couldn't do that.
You
nowadays.
Can't do that now.
A woman would claim.
Oh, man. So that's how it begins.
Yeah.
I know this is gonna do pretty well.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people like this show, and it's we're pointing out the red pills now.
Oh, yeah?
So, I don't even remember that episode that well. So, I mean, even though I've watched these, I don't remember